Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's talk about monsters under the bed. In this case, a story from Kansas?
I'm not sure where it's from.
Kansas is the number one state for monsters under the bed, so let's assume it was there.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have ever had to care for little kids, you've probably spent a lot of time on your knees.
What?
What? I mean, this isn't at the rectory.
Oh, like, ma'am.
Well.
Not sure if that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
Did you mean to say that?
What?
Surely we all misheard that.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of...
If you have ever had to care for little kids, you've probably spent a lot of time on your knees.
Sooner or later, you got to have a face party to get a babysitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You know,
cleaning up messes, looking for the toys, or looking for clothes,
wiping
or looking
your
for
face
food,
off.
Yeah. Or just praying. And yes, you have probably done that check under the bed.
Why is she being so weird about
this? I don't
know.
It's taking... They probably said, hey, look, we're going to need this to be a 2.5 minute story, and we only have 2 minutes, so you got to add some flair in the beginning.
Sound relatable. Drop the mom energy.
Yeah. We're going to point a crossbow at you, and don't misspeak.
For monsters. My question to you now is, have you ever found one? Did you ever find a monster lurking under a child's bed?
My God, get to it.
This is what happens when you have 24 hours to cover on News Nation.
Yes, it's true, yeah.
Waiting for you to turn off the light and go away so that it can do some monstrous deed. Because a babysitter in Kansas did. She literally found a monster under the child's bed just the other night. She peeked under the bed just to ease the fears of the little kid that she had just tucked in, and she came face to face with Martin Villalobos Jr. Police say that Martin is 27 years old.
Well, that would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Child, adult, would matter.
And that he once lived in that very home. He and the babysitter got into a physical struggle, and the terrified child was actually knocked to the ground in that struggle. Police say then he took off. He escaped. But he was caught the next day after a foot chase. His relationship, if any, to the home's current residence is unclear tonight. But there is a court order for him to stay away from that home. It was already in force. And apparently, just days earlier, he had been arrested for violating it, both in January and in February. Now, he was able to post bond on those violations, but this time is not going to be so easy.
That's great. I'm glad he was able to postpone those other two times so then he could do something way worse. So then he could be arrested and held in an actual jail. That's a cool system we've got there.
PPO, is there anything more worthless?
No, there's not.
Because police are now requesting a new batch of charges against him, including aggravated burglary, aggravated battery, aggravated kidnapping, and child endangerment. And at this time, bond for him is set at $500,000. And whether he can post that one or not, I am guessing a whole lot of sleepless nights might be in Mr. Villalobos' future. Can't imagine what it will be like for that child and that babysitter wondering if there's something under the bed every time they go to bed for the rest of their lives.
Could we fearmonger a little harder here?
No, I don't think we could. You know, I mean, you can't blame the guy. That was his childhood home. He's just trying to go home like the swallows at Capistrano.
Yes.
Like, you know. Sometimes you can't keep him away. It's his nature.
That is a scary story, but good Lord.
It's like trying to keep the Roomba away from its home base. Eventually, it finds its way back.
Right?
What a dramatic, just a Roomba.
Yeah.
What a dramatic Karen she is.
Eventually, he's going to send a notification that's like, help, I'm close to a cliff.
Help, I'm stuck under your coffee table.
Yeah, you can't find him, but you're... He's got a Lego in his throat. Oh, God. PPO, like we said. So here's how it works. For anyone that I've known who's had one, you get one, and then it's violated. And then, unfortunately, they say, well, this only really helps once they hurt you, which is also what the regular law does if you don't get a PPO.
Right? Isn't it supposed to keep them from having the opportunity to hurt you? No, no, no. This just makes it so that when they do hurt you, we can charge them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know someone who... was involved years ago in an ongoing case, and there was a protection order. And this was a person who had been convicted of a violent crime before and then had done their time and gotten out and then was accused of and arrested for another more violent crime. And so there were PPOs in place, protection orders and everything else. And then the person made bail, which was a surprise to the previous victims who had the orders, because why would that person get bail in that situation when they've already proven to be a threat? And how did this person find out that their previous attacker had gotten bail and gotten out of jail while they awaited trial? An email sent by the prosecutor or the assistant prosecutor at like 8:30 on a Friday night. Oh, by the way, you should know.
Oh,
they're out now. So the most
have
passive,
a good weekend.
Other than sending a letter, the most passive form of communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that is sense. A text. That is a phone call. That is a you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Not a perfect system. Not that I'm saying anybody's trying to let someone get hurt, but surely we could do better.
It's always interesting when you tell people that you're going through something like that and they're like, you got to call the police. And then when you tell them, I did call the police. And while the police are doing their job and relaying what they
doing
can
the best
or
they
cannot
can.
Do for you, you realize that, they're helpful when you're hurt. They're helpful when the threat is right in front of you.
And I guess in some ways, our whole system is reactive instead of proactive, which proactive could be a problem because then you start.
Then it's Minority Report.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still.
But man, it sucks.